So I want to talk to you about the distraction first, and then I want to talk to you about the point. The distraction is coming from the most popular people on YouTube right now. The distraction is Kevin Samuels and his rhetoric. High-valued man this, high-valued man that. He's not talking about 95% of the men in America. He's talking about the Freemasons and such. The folks with questionable wives. He's talking about those people. He's not talking about us. All right. At least not most of us. His rhetoric does not improve female behavior. It humbles them for the duration of a video. It does not improve female behavior. Why can I say that with such confidence? Because these women aren't stupid. They're not ignorant of what they've been doing. They know that they've been destroying black men for a very long time. They know that they show black men zero respect. They know that they behave in such a way as to repel men and not attract them. They know this. They join his live streams with this in mind. They're just not going to come out and admit any of this, not that you need them to. Their behavior isn't an accident, it's very deliberate. This is their nature. That's why everything you see on these very popular YouTuber channels is a distraction. You can call it entertainment. I'm calling it a distraction for right now. So we talked about the distraction. What's the point that they're trying to distract from? The point isn't to interview women and get a better understanding of women. That's nothing. That's not even on the radar. We know all we need to know. The point is whether or not you have the willpower, the strength to walk away, to say no to a woman, to reject her and her presence. Are you strong enough to just say no? Are you strong enough to break up with the woman you're with when she starts behaving in a disrespectful manner? Or she does things that doesn't work for you? Can you break up with her on the spot? When she becomes literally too expensive to keep around, or she expresses some kind of discontent with your lifestyle or how much money she perceives you to make or whatever. The power is in your hands, black man. This is the point. Are you strong enough to say no? Can you say no to easy pussy? Dangerous pussy tends to be easy pussy. Can you say no? Are you so weak that you will cave and give in when some woman, almost any woman, gives you some affection or attention? Do you have the strength to say no to an unpleasant situation, a situation that does not benefit you? Can you look at a single mother and tell her to her face, "No, I don't want you. I don't ever want you"? Until you can do that, nothing you say matters. Nothing you do matters. You're not helping in this fight against the matriarchy. All you're doing is you're distracting yourself and other people from the point. You have to have the strength to just get up and walk away and never return. You have to have the strength to grab her by the nape of her neck and run her out of your home and out of your life. The moment she becomes toxic, the moment she becomes a problem, or she said something offensive or rude, or she shows some sort of attitude that does not befit a woman, in your graces, you get her out of there. That's it. That's the point. Can you say no to her? Can you disappoint her? Can you reject her? Can you look at her in the face and say, "This thing that you just asked of me is not within my budget. No, I am not going to pay for you. You've done nothing for me. You have to pay for your food or your half of the date. You're an adult. You're not my woman yet. I have yet to have sex with you." So the answer is no. Look at her in her face and tell her that. Until you can do that, all this other stuff is just a distraction. It's ego masturbation. You turn on Kevin Samuels, listen to one of his videos, one of his shows. Whole time he's talking about a high-valued man, and he defines that as someone who's at least six figures. You're not making six figures, but you still get off on how he humbles the black women that join his stream. All that's entertainment and it's a distraction. Go ahead and do it, enjoy it. His content isn't going to offer you any kind of wisdom. It'll entertain women for a while because no one puts them in their place, and they find a black man who's willing to do so, and it looks like he's a black man of means. So they'll entertain him for a while. He'll be popular because of that. This is not always going to be the case. This is temporary fame. But he very rarely, if ever, gets to the point, though. He misses the point by a mile most of the time. Well, how do I know that? How can I say that this very successful YouTuber misses the point by a mile? Because he is talking to women. And he uses words like high-valued man, which only reinforces the female narrative. It seems like he is in our corner until you think about it. Then it becomes very clear he's not in our corner. Now, it doesn't matter what he teaches these women. You have to have the strength to say no to any single mother and every single mother. You know that they're not good partners. You know that they're coming into that relationship with baggage. They got that baggage intentionally. It wasn't a mistake or an accident or bad luck. She intentionally went out and became a single mother and likely enslaved an innocent man on child support. No single mother is a good woman. Every single mother, as far as I'm concerned, is trash. The distraction is trying to understand women and trying to earn their respect and trying to do this, that, and the other. All this is just playing into their hands. All you're doing is playing into their hands. The point is, do you have the power to reject them and turn them away? When you see something unclean in her, unpure in her, can you reject her? When she tries to place certain standards on you or demean you, can you throw her out of your life? Do you have the strength to, at the drop of a dime, end that relationship and never go back to her? Can you tell her clearly and directly what is wrong with her and what you expect, what you want from her, whether it's a bedroom or wherever, whatever? Until you're able to do any of those things, anything you do is just going to be masturbation, pretty much.